The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, the 22nd of May. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here, second day in a row, with Linda.
Well, good morning. What do you mean, second day in a row?
Well, because usually, you know, we've got these things worked out that, you know, that it's usually off on a Friday because you have Thursday, and yesterday was your birthday.
Right.
You had 12,000 people saying happy birthday to you.
Oh, it was a really, thank you everybody for, you know, I feel very blessed. And that's the beautiful thing, of course, and I'm just going to say this, not to pontificate, but really about the community here and the love and affection that I feel for those people that I've had the great blessing of being involved with. It's just, you know, where does the we're doing a fundraiser blend into a friendship. We're working on this blend into caring. And there's a lot of beautiful women and men that just have great hearts that live up here. And I'm just so happy. But I really wanted to come in today because, obviously, it's Pet of the Week, so I wanted to go there. But first, I know you want to hear about the weather on this beautiful Friday morning. It's the 22nd. Hey, Beth Stupak's birthday today. You know, shout out to her. I got this beautiful call from the girls at Turtle Bay yesterday, which was a blast.
And Bev's only 72. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Talk about somebody who's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, talking about somebody just elevated off the bed.
Yeah.
No, Bev, you know, Bev Stupak is. She is always out there and up front.
Yeah, she's great. So it's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures today with our chance of showers of around 79. 57 are our lows. We've got mostly sunny day tomorrow. Guess what? Saturday calls for a high of 83. And then Sunday, 88. Now we're getting back up there. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We love them. They give senior and veteran discounts where they are locally owned and operated. Always, they bring us the weather each and every day. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, Carl, Pet of the Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, you're on. Don't worry, Spencer. You're on,
we're
buddy.
Saying good morning to the pet and you.
So you try not to mess your hair up?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. I have to go the rest of the day with it.
Why?
I don't know. To look professional.
Okay.
Well,
Spencer has come in here with his head shaved, with buzz cuts, with blue hair, red hair, a number of things because of his children. But now today he's got like combed hair, and I'm just not used to this. So, and he's looking very professional here. Not that you aren't professional all the time.
Well, the dog here is groomed. He was groomed yesterday, so I had to make sure that our hair matched.
What a great dog. Yeah, is sitting there.
Absolutely.
In the dog's name.
He's well-minded, and he's full of love, and you can tell he's ready. Unfortunately, a stray.
Yes. So this morning I brought with me Shadow, who is a nine-month-old Border Collie Chow mix. I would say he's way more Border Collie than Chow. He does have a little bit of Chow in there. But, I mean, he's a great dog.
He doesn't have a purple tongue.
No purple tongue.
No, but I would have thought he was older than 9 months.
No, I mean, for as well-behaved as he is, he is only 9 months old.
And he took my command of sit.
You know, he knows sit. He walks perfect on a leash. I mean, he walks glued right next to your side when you're walking on a leash. Just, he's great with all other animals. We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just because when he gets a little excited, he can be a little bouncy from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Now he's just laying down. He's watching the Bob, though, because he's still not too sure of the Bob.
Well, he's a great guard dog in the sense that, you know, some dogs, they need their purpose. He's laying down at your, just to try to paint a picture, he's laying down with his hindquarters up against your seat, but his face is out towards the door because he's wanting to see what's happening with anybody walking in.
Yes. You know, one of my favorite things about Shadow here is his ears. If you look at his ears when he's paying attention, they go straight up and just the top half inch or so folds right over. It's absolutely adorable. Shadow would love to find a forever home today, and I would love nothing more than for him to find a forever home.
He is a wonderful looking dog, and you've got him rated for?
Eight and older,
because he's still a puppy.
Yeah, he's a puppy. Yeah. You know, when he gets excited, he gets a little bouncy.
Okay, I need a photo.
I will get you a photo. I didn't have a good one, so I have to take a good one before I can send you one.
Can you get a good photo there on your phone, Samantha? Savannah?
whoever you look.
Are. I'm not whoever. Doing anything when you call me the wrong name, honey.
You know what? I'm just, you know, first
sounds
I'm, you know.
Sounds like an ass when it goes,
You try to make something cute out of Bev Stubak's birthday, and that just crashed in the ground.
No, anyway.
And then I'm calling Savannah, who's been here for 3 years. And the
Savannah,
first time I called her Samantha.
I don't know why.
Don't
get me going here. Savannah, how could you forget?
Spencer,
Savannah with this.
Spencer, for how long did I call you Sebastian? Remember that?
For about the first year.
Yeah, just for about the first year.
I made sure I would wear my name tag every Friday to make sure.
So cute.
You know, that's okay. That Spencer. I very rarely call Linda by name. That's what I call her. Honey.
Honey. So, Spencer, tell us the hours again. Just pretend that there's a new listener or somebody's driving through and they go, wow, this dog sounds good. I'm just thinking about maybe adopting a pet or, you know, having an addition to my family, or someone's living alone and they're thinking they just maybe need that guard protection or that buddy system going on. So what happens now?
So our hours of operation are Monday through Saturday between 11 and 5. You can come in and view all of our animals between those hours. We try to make the adoption process absolutely as easy and hassle-free as we possibly can. You know, our goal, all of the employees' goals at Haven Humane is to help place these animals into forever homes. That's everybody's goal at the shelter. And, you know, we want nothing more than to see great dogs like Shadow here find a good forever home.
Okay, now Shadow walks on the leash real well.
Oh yeah, he like is glued to your side when you're walking.
Well, he just knows his commands.
He does. I mean, he's still young, so he needs to learn a few more. But I mean, he's got the basics down, and I mean, 9 months old walks perfect on a leash. That alone says a lot about a dog.
Yeah. Not only that, but he's already up to a red belt in his karate school. So you can take him. Like, see, he's wearing his little red belt. You can call it a collar, but he calls it his little red belt. So if you take him down the river trail, he will protect you.
Yes.
He's at that degree of protection. All right. Hey, you know what? Great looking dog. Very quiet. Linda's, was over there licking Linda's fingers. So, I guess we better not too long because we'll be ending up with Shadow at the house.
So I did have one thing I wanted to mention if we have a moment.
Yes, please.
All the staff at Haven Humane, we always take the time to say thank you to all of the veterans that come in, whether they be active or no longer active. That's why I'm actually wearing a red shirt. About half the staff there, we all get together and we wear red shirts on Fridays just as to say thank you and show our support for all of the veterans that, you know, give up their lives. That way we can have the opportunities that we have every day. And in a thanks to that, because it is Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be running a special. Anybody that walks through our door can adopt any dog for only $75. Great deal. If you are an active or non-active service member, you can adopt a dog for only $50. We just want to give everybody that extra thanks and say that we really do
So if you're a veteran, you can get a dog for $50.
Yes.
Or active duty.
Yes. Because we just want to say thank you, because really without all of the military personnel, we couldn't do what we do every day. And so, from everyone at the shelter, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks
a
lot.
I think that you set the tone for
the weekend, because we're going to be talking about
definitely.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekends. A lot of people, you know what, Spencer, a lot of people forget that this is why they're having a 3-day weekend.
Memorial Day is not about sales. It's about saying, taking that moment to pause and just say thank you.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, head on down to the
Haven Humane. That's pretty cool. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Hey, last night after the birthday and being on the go all day long, you lasted about 2 minutes in our sleep number bed.
Yes.
And you sat there and you went, okay, hey, let's watch. Linda always does. Hey, let's watch this. And then,
boom.
It's like there's a sleepy gas.
There's a gas.
That emits from
sleep
the TV.
Sleep number gas.
It's sleep number gas. And then, boom, Linda's gone. So I, you know, that was at 100. So I adjusted it down to your sleep number setting of 45, and I adjusted my sleep number setting to 50, and that was it. And luckily, somebody tapped me on the shoulder this morning.
At 6.
At 6 o'clock. Are you going to work, honey? Are somebody taking your place today? And after I levitated off the bed, didn't touch the ground once, into the shower, ran around in the shower for like a minute and a half.
Trying
and
to
I
wake
came
up.
Running out. You know, he said, and just as I ran out the door, and I kissed you goodbye and said, see ya.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I could get, you know, so I could get here and do prep, you know, do prep work. So I was only like an hour late. So sleep number. My gosh, you know, the sleep number beds. Dulair technology.
And there's a special this weekend.
Well, there's a special going on during our during this whole time where you can save a lot of money.
Memorial
on a,
Day
on a
weekend.
Sleep number, not only a sleep number bed, but with sleep IQ technology, which tracks how you sleep. You don't have to do anything. And it gives you ideas on how to sleep better. But I tell you what, if it can, you know, if how to sleep better, I'm afraid that it would have woken up at 7.
We needed
because
it.
Because I only went to bed at 10 last night. So
we've had huge 2 weeks of huge life with the rodeo events and everything that's been going
that's
on.
Right.
So it's wonderful to be able to know that you get a good sleep.
Okay, you can save $500 right now on a Sleep Number Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. But you got to head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals down there. You know, it's the best, it's the top-rated mattress by Consumer Reports. Made in America. Guarantees and warranties. Can't do better than that. Head on down to the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:18 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Good morning. happy Friday. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be doing a lot of tribute today as well to our veterans. Always thank our veterans and our first responders and all of the people that, you know, protect the freedoms of this country, and especially our veterans that are, you know, people are over in our parts of the world right now serving our country. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Don't forget June 4th. We're going to kind of tie this in together. June 4th at Wind River, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be performing from 7 to 9 p.m. And Tobacco and Brew have arranged a special cigar roller. They're bringing in this guy from, he's actually Cuban, and they're bringing him in from the San Francisco area where he's going to be rolling cigars. You can watch him while he's rolling and then out, go out on the deck outside and try your cigars. There also will be cigars for sale. So if that's your kind of thing and you want to come by, please do June 4th from 7 to 9. But we wanted to shout out to Tobacco and Brew, because Tobacco and Brew have been sponsors of when Carl was doing a show to the tribute to veterans. They sponsored us from day one, and they've been our sponsors since then. And they do so much for our veteran community. They reach out. They support things that you don't, we can't even go down the list enough of what they, how they give back. So Shelley and Joe Levy, thank you so much. And their son is actually getting married this weekend.
All right. Not only that, Joe is a veteran and a proud veteran. So,
how appropriate, he's getting married. The son's getting married on Memorial Day.
That's right. Hey, 100 years ago today, Mount Lassen erupted. Ash and smoke 30,000 feet in the air. And the very first, it was a couple people started protesting saying that this is going to cause global warming. And it really hurts the air quality. Do you believe that? No. Okay. But 100 years ago today, and a great photo of it on the copy on the front of the Record Searchlight. But 100 years ago today, it exploded. It did it earlier in 1914, just a little bit. And a ranger went up there and said, "Nah, this isn't anything big. It's just minor stuff. Nothing's going to happen." And then, of course, the eruption. So they said it had a lot to do with making the Lassen State Park. Talking about Waco and the biker, big biker gang shootout, there's more and more stuff are starting to come out on that, saying that, you know, this wasn't just a bunch of outlaw bikers that were, you know, that were coming there and getting together there, which caused this. It turns out this is kind of like it was a meeting for a confederation of biker groups, not biker gangs. Now, some of them, okay, Bandito Gang, and a couple other gangs, but there were many others there that were you know, Christians, you know, Christian motorcyclists or bikers for God or something like that. And then veterans groups, including Marine Corps veterans groups, a number of different groups, plus a bunch of other people that weren't affiliated to anything were coming in there because it was like a meeting that had been publicized and they'd had it several times before. And they've had it at Twin Peaks and there's never been a problem. Now, when the Cossacks showed up, this is other gang, that's when the problem started. They had not been invited, but they showed up, and then this is when the fight started. And then they have found now, I just saw in the news, 100 of the 170 arrested, 117 have no record, no criminal record. So, yeah, now you got to start looking at it like, well, okay, well, I've got 117 people here that we've arrested that have no criminal record. Does this mean is that there are people that dress like bikers? Well, bikers, you know, dress with, they have their vest on, and some of them have long hair, or shaggy or unkempt, and some of them are just really bad. But 117 have no criminal history in Texas that they arrested. And now there's reports that this one of the men killed there was a former Marine, a Purple Heart recipient that belonged to no gangs, that they had, you know, he had no biker affiliations, but he was one of the ones killed during the shootout there. So they're having to research that. The bottom line is I think that this could be a, you know, when they started sweeping people up, they just got everybody. And I can understand that. But I think they need to really start working on this hard, because you could have lawyers and doctors and cowboys and such in there, and that have not done anything. They're not affiliated with gangs. But they were swooped up in this when they were putting down this this shootout, and I don't blame the police for that. But I think you also need to take a good look about who exactly have we arrested here, and how many of them really are affiliated. Okay, moving on to one of my favorite subjects.
Yes,
ISIS in Iraq. Not only has ISIS taken one of the major cities in Iraq, they have now in Syria taken one of their most historic cities, which is known for its Roman ruins and architecture, the theater there. And now they've taken that, Palmyra, I think is the name of the city, in Syria. Now, is this another setback in the Obama strategy? What exactly is the Obama strategy for the Middle East? The Middle Eastern countries, Saudi Arabia knows, if you've noticed, they boycotted his meeting. The Saudi Arabians feel like, hey, we've been your number one friend over here in the Middle East, and you are, throwing us under the train here when it comes to Iran. So what exactly is President Obama's way of handling this? What is his strategy? You can go and say, I go over to MSNBC or so often when I'm just, because I don't listen to O'Reilly anymore. I go over to other places, but I listen to Chris Hayes, who, frankly, his viewpoint of the world is of a small child looking out over his crib. But in this case, he was talking to, he used to be the counterterrorism advisor for Obama, which, that's worked well. And this guy says, of course it's all Bush's fault, and everything here is Bush's fault. He says, and Hayes said something, he had some questions like, look, what would you do now? He goes, I don't think we should have to put a lot of troops in, but I think if we have our special forces and lots of bombing and all this, we could take ISIS on. And with the troops we have, 3,000 troops. Well, I don't know if he's a former military or what, but having been on the ground in there and 3,000 people with bombing is not going to do it. But then Hayes said something which really is relevant, is that, if you're saying is that we just made all these enemies before, won't this make enemies now? How can we take care of this threat without starting another generational war? And this guy looks at him and he says, I have no idea. So I saw two truths in there. How do you take care of this how do you fight ISIS and what they're doing? And what they're doing, of course, is horrific with their mass beheadings and their slaughter of people and their forced marriages of women into their leadership there. I mean, rape. I mean, and rape that is systematic rape, like you saw in when the Serbs were against the Bosnians. These kind of things. So if you're going to do something, but how are you going to do it? And then I like to kick in this last one, is that this war was never won and it was completely, lost and all that. Just by using President Obama's words when he started pulling people out and said these words, is that we're leaving a strong democracy that can take care of itself, it's self-sufficient, on and on and on. He said, that's what we're leaving. Well, then he pulled all the troops out. And if you realize that this strong, self-sufficient democracy that this war has won, according to President Obama, came apart, and mainly because we didn't have troops there. Do you really think ISIS would have happened if we had left 15,000 troops there like the plan was in like three or four bases? No, it wouldn't have. But that makes no difference, really, frankly. It's like the hypothetical question that they ask candidates. Would you have gone into the Iraq war? Would you have been into this? Would you have started this? And, of course, all the candidates are going, no, it seemed like a bad idea. Well, how can you say that? Back in 2001 and when this happened, in 2002 when all this happened, every one of the people, including Clinton, voted for this. Let's go to war. Let's go after the Iraqis. There it is. It's a hypothetical. It's like looking back and say, would you have kissed Betty Schumacher in the third grade? I mean, who knows? I mean, it's something so hypothetical. And so now you're looking back and say, this was this and this was this and this was this. That's not a fair question to ask. The question to ask now is, what are you going to do about the situation in the Middle East? That's the question you need to ask all of the candidates. What are you going to do about the situation in the Middle East if elected? Carl Underbot, KCNR 1460, 7:30 in the morning here on the 22nd of May. 63 degrees out there. We may have a chance of rain. We're here at Savannah is at the helm. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Someday. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Great music, Savannah. 7:33 in the morning, 63 degrees out there on the 22nd of May. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great place to pick up anything that you could possibly want of incredibly good jewelry. State jewelry. In fact, Linda was wearing two of the gifts that we
brought. I like their estate pieces because I like jewelry that's made, you know, the old mine cuts, some of the stuff that's made, the stones and everything. But anyway, Leonard, it's really nice to know when you're going to a jeweler, you know, that he's, you know, I walked in there with Molly to introduce her to him. He said, well, let me look at your ring. And she had a prong on her wedding ring that was bent. And so he fixed it and cleaned it. And I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know that when you're going to put your ring in, it's not going to, they're going to switch a stone in the back room. So anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, they are our jeweler of choice. Give them a call at 222-2750. They're located on Hilltop Drive. You know something else we did yesterday? Do you want to share this? Or did you like get heavy end up?
I just need to do one thing.
Oh, okay, talk about the Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. You know, first of all,
some of those don't have times on them.
No. but also you've got the big races out at the raceway. Shasta Raceway, going to be big things going on out there. You've got, gosh, all types of great things happening. Commander Gibson's birthday, which we're all going to be there for that. Let me see. Up at Anderson on Monday at 11 o'clock, Anderson Cemetery is going to have a Memorial Day ceremony for up there. Also at Pine Grove Cemetery in MacArthur, a Fall River Ceremony in Fall River Mills. Reading Memorial Park McDonald's is having their procession starts at 9 o'clock. The program starts at 10. Longcrest, no ceremonies this year. Of course, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery on Memorial Day be at 5:55 is the start time there. And Saturday, May 30th, which is the traditional Veterans Day or Memorial Day, at Veterans Grove at the Civic Auditorium. It's 11 o'clock start time with a complimentary lunch served following the program. The things that are closed on Monday include no trash on Monday, if you're getting dry. All routes are one day late. All state, federal, county, and city offices are closed. No delivery of mail. The schools are closed. Buses are not operating. Banks closed. Most retail stores are open. Movie theaters are open. The Record Searchlight will be closed. But you still should be able to get your newspaper. All right. All those things are going on for Memorial Day. And let's not forget why we're there. Memorial Day is to honor those who have died in defense of this country. So it's hard. You wonder if kids know about it. Why? Okay, what happens on Memorial Day? What is that? What's that stand for? And it's Savannah, I mean, you are a very well-educated American, young American. Did you know what Memorial Day was when you were growing up?
I know that we honored it because my brother was in the National Guard and served in Iraq. So for us, it was important. But I can say that many people I know, it is just a weekend.
Do they know why when you're at school or when you're over there with your friends and you say, hey, what's this weekend mean? Can they tell you?
They can tell me, but I don't think they've really taken time during the day to stop and be like, wow, I am really thankful. But maybe because I was, 17.
Well, here's what it says Wikipedia or history.com. Memorial Day, an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe a Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, at least, it marks the beginning of summer.
Well, Memorial Day was like it's on May 30th. That's the that was when it was. They made it into a holiday in 1971. Is that right? Is that what I just heard?
It made official holiday in 1971.
Right, but it's always Memorial Day's always been celebrated on May 30th, which is why because Memorial Day means schools are closed. That was the first day of summer. So perhaps that, making it an official day where everybody gets the day off. And I think that's right because we have other holidays that I wonder about.
Well, did you know that each year on Memorial Day, a national monument of remembrance takes place at 3 o'clock p.m. local time? It's unclear where exactly this tradition originated. Numerous different communities may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings. But nevertheless, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo, which had first celebrated the day on May 5th, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. On May 5th, 1862, General John Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month, the 30th of May, 1868. It designated for the purpose of strewing the flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land, he proclaimed. The date of Decoration Day, he called it, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Many northern states held similar commemorative events and reprised the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Many southern states, on the other hand, continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. So there's been an evolution, obviously, of Memorial Day.
The War of the Rebellion.
The war for decades, Memorial Day continued to observe on May 30th.
You know what? The winners can say anything they want. The winners of wars can they pretty much write history. Okay.
Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year, often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades take place in Chicago, New York, and Washington. Americans also observe Memorial Day by visiting, of course, again, we talked about the cemeteries, memorials. And on a less somber note, many people throw parties and barbecues on the holiday. Perhaps it unofficially marks the beginning of summer, as we were saying. But because we know, Carl, for those of us in our family who are veterans, we always do the Memorial Day with the flags. And it kind of does mark that we're getting ready for the 4th of July. It is a day to remember those who have fallen.
It has, and you try to you give a. I saw something on Facebook yesterday from a buddy of mine. In fact, my guy was a combat buddy, Donald Jim, said something on Facebook last night, and I shared it. I don't know if anybody saw it. What essentially it is was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, they took a set of boots for every person killed in the War on Terror. Since 2001, every soldier, sailor, airman, and Marine, and they put it in the stadium. 7,000 pairs of boots, and on each set of boots was a photo and the day they died in their service. So he put in there that one day when we lost three good, really good people, but Megan McClung, I've talked about her before, and there was a set of boots with her photo and the day she was killed, December 6th, 2006, in Ramadi, of all places.
Well, I remember when that happened because you and I were in contact, emailing, and when you occasionally could call, you would call me, and what a devastating day that was. You were coming home in February, so this was the last, you know, huge tragedy that touched you in a way that you knew her personally. She was in your camp and you saw her, and what a promising future she had. She was an elite athlete. She was there. She decided to do one more tour. Right? One more tour.
Well,
one more.
She was already out of the
ready to go
out of the
home.
Marine Corps, Naval Academy graduate, nationally ranked triathlete, a businesswoman, fiance. A person of great would have made great impacts on our country, and came back for came back on active duty just like I did, and we were both in Ramadi that day, and she went around Humvee along with another Humvee had just dropped off because she had taken over the media. In Ramadi, she was out of Fallujah, and the person that was supposed to move in there, a soldier, because they controlled that portion of it, did not take the job, didn't want to go in and be that person. And Megan volunteered because that's the kind of person she is, because it's important, the public relations, you know, with the media and all that. And she had just dropped off a well-known media personality at the government headquarters, and right where we would come into, and then went around on the route out and was killed with an IED. So December 6th, and we were going to be leaving, 2 months later, we were gone. Literally, on the 6th of 6th and 7th of February, we were standing down. We had turned it over. We were turning it over to 2MEF, and we were getting out of there. So it was interesting to see this is the way they did it, 7,000 pairs of boots. And 7,000 pairs of boots killed over there. And what do we have? We have a big mess have a big mess as we've ever had. And I'd like to see what the strategy is, if there is any. And the question, as I said before when we broke, was, what are you going to do to clean up the mess? Not, would you have gotten us into it? That's too late. That's happened, you know. Would you have gotten us into the recession? Would you have gotten us into the depression? Would you have done that? Stupid questions. Stupid questions that people are trying to pin down, you know, pin down Republicans, you know, because, you know, Hillary say, oh, no, I would have not done that, even though Hillary voted, was one of the main voters and supporters of this, of the war in, on terror and going into Iraq. See, I don't, you don't see them asking her that. But the question should be, what were you going to do now? Because are you going to send our people out again? Are you going to send out another 3,000 Megan McClungs? Are you going to send out that many people out there to fight this next war? And if so, what do you want to get out of this? You know, it's a mess. And you know what? The Obama administration needs to own this. They need to own this. And the people in the media need to say, own this. And what are you going to do in this next year before you leave? If you do nothing else, can you at least put a lid on what's happening in the Middle East? Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:46 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional. You know what? Shasta Regional, for the third year in a row, is ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Not the state, not the county, the nation. And they know they can do this. They're ranked in the top 100 because they treat people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 70 years. Their 70th anniversary just a couple weeks ago. We'll be right back.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Phil Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR racing series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticket Link, or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticket Link or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you: Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Oh, wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're never alone, brother. I'm taking you home. 10 till 8 on this Friday, May the 22nd. 63 degrees out there.
I like to go through, you know, the headlines from off the internet. I know we're going to do this portion of the show is brought to you by
Mighty Fine Foods.
Mighty Fine Foods, you know, located out in Palo Cedro. Want to remind you that, you know, starting this weekend, the Mighty Fine Foods, first of all, you know, it's a locally owned father-son business. The father is a butcher, so there is no stack up cost because the meat goes directly to you after the father, you know, has trimmed it and cut it. Everything in the store this weekend, except, you know, I think alcohol, tobacco,
those kind of
and
things.
Lottery tickets,
yeah.
10% off everything. So canned goods, vegetables, and that's their way of saying thank you to the veterans. Is that just fabulous?
That's right. You know, and then plus you can get great barbecue starting today. There, and people can get it for the weekend. So one-stop shopping on your way to the lake. Also, over 1,000 different types of drinks there. Not just soft drinks, but also different types of beers and wines and liquor is there at Mighty Fine Foods. It's a corner of 299 and Deschutes. Now, every time you go in there, you're struck by a couple of things. One, everybody's very friendly and wants to help you. And two, it's extremely clean. And you go into some places that they're selling food and you wonder, does anybody come in and inspect these places? You don't have to worry about that with Mighty Fine. Their cleanliness is, in fact, it's just remarkable about how clean it is and the professionalism of everybody in there at Mighty Fine. Head on down, locally owned, locally operated, supporting the veterans. Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 and Deschutes Road.
Okay. I like to go through the headlines, and there's a lot of things today about stocks. ISIS, a couple other things about that mass murder in Washington that was absolutely horrible. That was a quick justice, so they found that guy quickly.
Well, no, but it's, yeah, they have. They caught him quickly, but we don't know how long justice is going to take.
Well, okay, but at least he was found. He's not on the loose. But that was horrific. And, I mean, you know, I guess the question is, did this guy just decide that he was, you know, how did he target this family? I mean,
the story is about this guy who went into this house. He killed the father. He tied everybody up. Father, mother, 10-year-old boy, and the nanny or the maid there, and just tied him up and killed him, and then set the house on fire. So it's not his first. It's not his first rodeo. So here's another guy that's walking on the streets that probably should never have been walking on the streets. Switching up to Baltimore, just a little bit north of D.C. 6 officers indicted in the death of Freddie Gray. The grand jury has come back and indicted them.
Wow.
You know, they were arrested with all these charges. Grand jury's come back and they've dropped 3 charges they dropped a charge on 3 people and added a charge to the other 3. So this goes, I mean, this is second degree murder. This is, unlawful arrest. I mean, this just goes on and on about this. And this is really interesting. And they said the riot started about the death, you know, the arrestment and then the death of Freddie Gray, a black man in Baltimore. And that's what the protests were about. And everybody knew that Freddie Gray had been arrested by the police. But, you know, and I think everybody knew it was 3 white police and 3 black police that were in it. It wasn't just white policemen. It was also black policemen in this. And in fact, 67% of the Baltimore Police Department is black. The mayor is black. District attorney is black. Police chief is black. So it wasn't so much a black versus white as it was the people just getting enraged and destroying the city based on the death of Freddie Gray, who, by the way, was not pure as a driven snow. No, he wasn't. But he was thrown into the back of the police van, and somewhere along there his back was broken. Now, you'll read these. You'll read this thing that's going around the internet, how he was being paid for because he had a busted spine and all this. That has been repudiated. That's not true, they say. He didn't have a busted spine, you know, and was being treated for that. So it's interesting to see what's going on here. Now you've got, well, 6 people indicted. Now, they're saying now there's some things are changing that maybe one of the policemen is giving up is giving up the other ones for some reason. Anyway, that's I find this really interesting that it's more than just a DA saying, "Oh, this is what's happening." Now you got a grand jury that's also saying this is what's happening.
Oh well, I was going to talk about
well, okay,
let me pull this back up
okay,
again.
Okay, while you're pulling that up, we had a guy steal. Oh, you haven't?
No, go ahead.
We had a guy stealing a right here in Reading. Stole, got into a postal truck on Locust Street right here in Reading, and was going to take it. It's going to take the truck. You know, remember yesterday we had some guy getting into a airplane out at the airfield. Said he's that they were after him. Well, they got him out of it. Well, this guy was the guy that got into the postal truck and called the police. And the fight was on. Now you wonder how police get injured. Well, they got this guy out and he starts fighting. He's thrashing, kicking, biting the policeman. They finally get him down. They get him restrained. They put him in the back of the car. He starts kicking out the window of the car. They pull him out, put restraints on him and then on his legs. And now they take him to the hospital, make sure that he could be taken to the jail. This guy's got meth. He's got so many things in his system at this point. And then they take him to the jail. But this 2 days in a row, we've had people just going off and taking vehicles. But this was a very violent encounter. And to the point where they had to use a nightstick to defend themselves. This is after tasing. This is after everything. This is how pumped up this guy was on drugs. So when you see things like that, you have to ask yourself, it makes it easy to understand why we've got like 10% of our policemen are off duty because of injuries.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as we're perusing the headlines, there's so many things that are going on this Friday across the world. But this is something that, you know, we have this every occasionally that pops out. But there is a salmonella outbreak that has been linked to raw tuna that has sickened 53 people in 9 states. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, if you're thinking about doing the sushi tuna thing over the Memorial weekend, you may think otherwise. Arizona, Illinois, you know, these things pass over the border. So I'm just saying there have been no deaths. But it's a common brand or supplier that has been identified. So just want to let you know about that. And we've got other things that I could talk about.
We've had one of our listeners or one of our chat room got people. The father of that people, the people that were killed back in D.C., the father, I think that was in New York, too. He was killed, but they caught him in D.C. The father was a CEO of a company the killer worked for.
Oh.
So maybe that had something to do with it. And, you know, and supposedly there's a lot of cash around. They were using it to open something. Anyway, this weekend, everybody, we've got a couple minutes here before the 8 o'clock hour. Our guest is already on the phone, right? Is he here and listening to us now? If he's listening to us now, it's just that we're not going to be able to get to you to at least 7 or 8 after 8. So if you want to, Bob, if you want to call back at that time, that's perfectly okay. Or you can hang on. That's up to you, Tim. This weekend, Savannah, what are you going to do this weekend, Savannah?
This weekend?
Yeah. You've got to work tomorrow.
I am working. You know, I went to Tahoe this last week.
Yeah. Well, how was that?
Ugh. First time.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Did you do any climbing or just go up there for fun?
I went up there for fun, but what's cool is my dad used to be an architect in Tahoe, so I got to see some of his work.
Wow.
So that was pretty special.
What parts of North Shore, South Shore?
All over.
Did you go gamble?
$1.
$1.
Me and the girls, $1.
Love it. You and the girls,
penny slots?
$1.
Penny slots?
Pretty much.
Since you came back, you didn't hit big.
No. We lost that dollar.
So was he doing larger like hotels, or was he doing what kind of architecture towards what?
A lot of rental homes.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got Bob Silonecki is on. You know, on May 1st, we had the Right to Die with Dignity spokesman on, and Bob's taking the other side of the saying, hey, life is such a sanctity of life that he wants to talk about the other side of this concerning this Senate bill. We'll be right back After these messages, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 63 degrees out there on Friday, May the 22nd. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say they have in custody an ex-convict accused in the slayings of a wealthy Washington, D.C. family and their housekeeper last week. U.S. Marshal Chief Inspector Robert Fernandez says hundreds of law enforcement officials were on the job.
It's the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force. It's run by the U.S. Marshal Service. We have about 40 member agencies of state, federal, and local law enforcement. We have about 200 members. It was our D.C. office and our Greenbelt office that were working it.
The suspect, 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wint, was arrested last night in northeast D.C. The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance for severe weather along the Texas-New Mexico border and rainfall over the Memorial Day weekend, and that could lead to some flash flooding.
A lot of people overlook flooding as a weather threat, and it's actually the number one leader in weather-related fatalities.
And a word of caution from National Weather Service forecaster Matt Stolle, who you heard there. Keep one eye on the weather forecast if you live in North Texas over the weekend. The Senate has cleared a procedural hurdle, keeping a major trade bill alive for debate. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, chief sponsor of the trade bill.
We need to pass it for our farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, and entrepreneurs.
But Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions was among the opponents of the bill, saying it could be bad for American workers.
For too long, the United States has entered into trade deals on the promise of economic bounty.
And promises, he says, that often don't pan out. An oil-covered sea lion among the marine critters rescued from an oil spill off the coast of Goleta, California. Wildlife expert Mike Zuccardi.
It's going to undergo rehabilitation and hopefully return it back to a clean environment, healthy, the way it was beforehand.
It's estimated about 21,000 gallons of crude oil seeped into the ocean after a pipeline ruptured on land. This is SRN News.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Even as PayPal prepares to split away from its corporate parent, its new chief executive is promising to expand the popular online payment system.
CEO Dan Schulman has announced initiatives aimed at helping merchants sell goods on websites and through mobile apps. PayPal will be spinning off from parent company eBay later this year while facing new competitive challenges. Alibaba, Amazon, and even Facebook are promoting online payment systems. Meanwhile, Apple Pay and Google Wallet are competing to handle transactions in stores and on mobile services.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. consumer prices were up slightly in April, but overall gains were held back by another decline in energy costs that offset the biggest one-month jump in medical care in 8 years. The Labor Department says consumer prices edged up by 0.1% last month. Looking at Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes. At least the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to struggle. Right now it's down by about 26 points. This is SRN News. A House committee unanimously approved a bill to reform U.S.-funded broadcasting.
The bill would, in California Congressman Ed Royce's words, counter the weaponization of information from Russia and anti-American propaganda being aired by Iran and Islamic State militants. The bill would reform five U.S. entities broadcasting overseas. It would clarify Voice of America's mission so that it would not only provide uncensored news and information, but would also explain U.S. foreign policy to its listeners. And it would consolidate into a single organization Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Network.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Some California farmers could find out today whether state water regulators will accept their offer to give up about 25% of their water this year to avoid bigger cuts later on. It's the first time since 1977 that a drought has caused cutbacks for senior water rights holders. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 here on the 22nd of May in River City. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a slight chance of showers today. We're looking forward to this next segment of the show because it's yum yum. But first, let's say that Alliance Heating and Air brings to us this portion of the show, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24 hours of service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Again, we're going to have chance of showers today with temperatures around 79 and lows tonight of 57.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better known business, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, we saw Martin yesterday from our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. He's having a pizza. And we talked, he's looking great, letting his hair grow. Anyway, so hey, Martin, if you're listening today, a big shout out, buddy.
Okay, we have to go right into this. Our Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is here, and we're waiting, anxiously awaiting your arrival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. How you doing?
Gary Jackson. Hey, Gary, you know, usually y'all are here a little bit earlier. So, I mean, we're out there looking at it.
Yeah, standing outside frothing.
Bob Martin was pacing out there because Bob loves your strawberry. But you know what? So does everybody here.
Okay, now on Saturday, Happy Valley Strawberry Festival and Classic Car Show. Tell us what's going on besides fabulous strawberry shortcake.
Well, first of all, we're at West Valley High this year. The first time. It's just a little bit down the road at Happy Valley Road and Gas Point. Lots of free parking, off-street parking, so you don't have to park on the street and walk a mile. And we have a pancake breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, which includes strawberries. That's by the Happy Valley 4-H Club. The festival itself is 9 to 5, and strawberries are 10 to 4 until we sell out.
Or until gone is the specification.
Yeah, I put that in years ago.
Because people get upset.
When you say generous proportions or generous portions of strawberries, ice cream, and shortcake, this is something we look forward to every year. And we're talking about four people could really eat the one serving.
I think so.
And it is generous.
We have three of us working on this. The Bob's working on one and once a second.
So you come in with these great strawberries. Tell us what happens when you call it a strawberry festival. We're celebrating the fact that strawberries are in season, and you're putting a festival around it.
Also, it was originally to celebrate the returning of veterans of war. And
really?
Well, there you
That's
go.
That's where it started.
Thank you. Tell us more about that.
And it changes sometimes, but this has been going on about 88 years. And from my reading of historical recollections, it started in the backyard of a supervisor in Happy Valley. And I think it was off for a few years, went to the community center. And then they were serving alcohol then and got a little rowdy for a while, so they closed it down for a couple of years. But anybody who went there really remembers it, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? Isn't that interesting?
Wonderful.
How
see,
it was started. It started as for a memorial,
remembering
thing.
Veterans. Right. Yeah. And here's the thing: it's like we were talking earlier about do people really know what Memorial Day stands for? Well, we're here this whole time thinking the Strawberry Festival, not realizing that it was really intended to celebrate the returning of veterans.
Yes.
You're fantastic.
Talent show, and of course the music, Blues Doctors, the Down Home String Band. Honey and Mountain Messengers, Magic, and Balloons.
What else you've got in there, buddy?
We have two stages, so it's spread out. And then we've got the car show, which has hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, vintage cars, and there'll be trophies handed out for the winners. And it's possible you could still get an application today with Happy Valley. StrawberryFestival.com, if that's something somebody wants to do. And then if you fill out a form and you enter, you get more strawberries. So that's strawberries for breakfast, strawberries for lunch, and strawberries for car show.
There you go.
And this is something that y'all need to hear. Free admission and off-street parking.
There you go.
It's what I like about it, when it's all said and done, it's a hard 2 days of getting set up and going through it. But when it's over, I always feel good because we've done something for the community. And everybody had a good time.
This is really good.
Fantastic. So West Valley High School, it's a new location for the Strawberry Festival happening this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're looking that you want to celebrate Memorial Day and do something with the family, head on out to just a little gas drive away, and you're going to get to experience a lot of wonderful music and try some of the great strawberries and the different concoctions.
Yes, there's also food if you don't want strawberries.
There you go. 9 a.m. till 5, strawberries will be available until gone.
That's it.
There you go.
All right,
Gary
thanks.
Jackson, thanks a lot. Right. This is a great thing. And you know what? We learned something new this year. It was originally started to commemorate our veterans coming, our veterans from Memorial Day.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Have fun on your radio junket today.
I know you've been handing out strawberries. You should probably put a big dent in it. Wait till you go to next door.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, on May 1st, we had Dr. Patty Bay here talking about death with dignity. And from that, show that day, we got several emails, several letters, phone calls that says, you know, this was a very interesting show, but there's another side to this. And I was sent this gentleman, Bob Kanicki. Good morning, Bob. Did I pronounce that right? Silnicki?
Good morning, Carl. Almost got it. Silnicki.
Silnicki.
Okay.
No, Silnicki?
Silnicki.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. Wait, is it with an M or an N?
N.
N, okay.
C-I-E-L.
In.
Nikki. N-I-C-K-Y,
yeah.
But just call me Bob.
Okay,
okay, Bob. Now, Bob, I was given your name by one of our listeners, and essentially that you're one of the leaders in a fight against an assembly bill or in a Senate bill that's moving its way through the California Assembly right now.
That's correct.
And which assembly bill is this?
It's Senate Bill 128. It's termed the End of Life Option Act. And
okay.
It's basically physician-assisted suicide, the attempt to make it legal.
All right. Now, I want to do, Bob, is because we have to take a break in a couple minutes, I want to take an early break. And so when you can come back and talk, we can talk about this Senate bill, Senate Bill SB 128. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Phil Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR racing series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticket Link or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto
auto parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticket Lead or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
Ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Trace Atkins, Arlington. Wow. 8:18 in the morning here on the 22nd of May. 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Road is where Bastiani Arms is located. He started his business during the midst of this huge recession, and he's thrived. He's prospered. And why? He believes in customer service and having what the customer wants. And he's been a huge success out of it. Locally owned, locally operated. Any type of gun or ammo you can possibly imagine. Long guns, pistols, shotguns, he's got it all. If he doesn't have it right on the wall right there, he can get it for you. That's right. John Bastiani and his people believe in taking care of the customer. Give him a call at 222-8222. Or stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. On the air, or on our guest today, is Bob Sielnicki, who is talking about Senate Bill 128, which is a physician-assisted suicide. Good morning, Bob. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Now, tell us a little bit about this bill.
Okay. Senate Bill 128 would allow terminally ill patients to obtain physician's lethal drug prescription, and it must be administered by themselves, self-administered. To qualify, the patient must be a California resident, must be an adult of 18 years age or older, must have a terminal disease and less than 6 months to live. It must be capable of making and communicating a healthcare decision and must voluntarily request the prescription for lethal drugs. That's basically what the bill says, or what it would do if it were legalized. There's a lot of problems with that that I'd like to go over with you, Carl.
So it's not for a...
I'm concerned at this kind of a bill and where it could take the public.
Bob, it doesn't have anything to do with mental illness, right? you can't be because you're mentally if you're depressed, you can't use you can't.
Supposedly, that's correct, Carl, that if you're depressed, that should be treated because depression is treatable. But it's very interesting because in Oregon, which this bill is fashioned after, in fact, it's a modeled after the Oregon bill, and we'll look to Oregon here on a number of issues as to how they're doing up there. But basically, depression accounts for something like 80 to 90% of people who seek assisted, seek to suicide, to kill themselves. When a person comes into a psychologist's office, I was talking with one the other day, and I said, what do you think of this bill? And she said, it's terrible. She said, people are depressed. If I have a patient come in, I ask them, and they tell me I'm depressed and I want to kill myself, the first thing I ask them is, do you have a gun at home? And if the answer is no, then we go on with treating the depression. If the answer is yes, we call the police, so that person does not go home and kill themselves. This is the society we live in, a society that reveres life and wants to protect somebody who is in a position or in a depressed mode and wants to take their own life. That's why you have suicide hotlines. That's why people talk to other people out of jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, I understand that, but this law would not allow people who are depressed, in other words, people with a mental problem that can be treated, or at least it can be addressed, they can't use this as something to go to a doctor to get them to get to be able to kill themselves.
That's true, but let me finish the point here, which I kind of got around to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In Oregon, let's talk. Consider this: 80 to 90% of people who seek suicide are depressed. In Oregon, they have in their legislation, as it would be in ours, that you have to have medical assessment, a psychiatric assessment of that situation. In the last year, 105 people committed physician-assisted suicide. Only 3 were referred for psychiatric treatment or evaluation. Something is drastically wrong here, and it almost leads one to the conclusion that perhaps physician-assisted suicide is being used as the cure or the treatment. It doesn't cure it, the treatment for depression.
That's interesting. So, of the 103 people that went to physician-assisted suicide,
105, I believe, was the number for last year.
And this is the number of people.
2014 in Oregon. Only 3 were referred for psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Is after they went to the doctor asking to help commit suicide, then 3 of them were pushed back and said, hey, you've got mental problems. There's not a physical problem.
They were actually then deferred for counseling, and perhaps the counseling came up and said, you're okay for this also. So the safeguards, that's the big thing with this bill. There are no real safeguards for it. You can read it. It sounds like they are, but you'll find most of the safeguards are for the people that are assisting the person who killed himself. It's not for the patient. It's for those that are involved so that they do not get taken to court. They are not prosecuted on the basis of assisting in suicide, which today is a felony in California.
So this bill is what they're going to say is for people who want to end their lives. And according to the bill, you know, there's parts of it that are very, you know, they're questionable about who it means. Is for those who have got a life-ending illness that's going to end within 6 months, that they can then go to the doctor, have a couple of doctors agree on this, and then they can be given the drugs or whatever to then commit suicide.
That's the idea, right. And they have to take that drug themselves. So you might say, what's wrong with this thing? And there are a number of things that are wrong with it. There are no real safeguards out there to protect the patient from coercion. It's built into the bill, but we'll take a look at that in a moment if you'd like. How well can that be controlled? And it is the path to euthanasia. There are 5 major things wrong with this kind of legislation, Carl. There's no real safeguards. It's the path to euthanasia. It makes doctors into killers. It victimizes the vulnerable. And it defies the credo of you shall not murder. And I'd like to expand on each one of those a bit for you, if you'd like.
Well, the fact is that doctors do let people die.
Well, death is a natural process for all of us.
Right, but, I mean, but doctors...
Each one of us, a first-time experience for most of us.
Yeah, you have it one time, you go, geez, just wasn't exactly what I expected. You can't say, hey, I'll be right back. No, I'm just, of course, as I do with both sides, I try to take the other side here, is that
okay,
if...
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. But doctors let people die all the time because...
Yeah, they really have no recourse on a lot of them, but they don't kill them.
Well, they don't kill them, but they don't. But they don't keep them alive, Bob. In other words, you've got somebody that's in, you know, do not resuscitate.
Okay, that's a natural and probably a valid statement or request on a part of the patient. If that patient is in their elder years, they're declining health, they've got cancer, and perhaps they indeed have 6 months left to live, and their life is dying, is ending. And so you do not resuscitate. You let the natural process of death proceed. But that's a lot different than giving them a bag of pills and saying, mix your own potion and drink this down, and you will be dead. There's a big difference between that, Carl. Let's take a look at what happened in Europe with that. I think you've got to go back to history to find out where this will take us. I know in your previous program the statement was made a lot of times, this is a personal decision. This is a personal issue. Yes, it is, but it's a personal issue that affects society profoundly, profoundly. In Germany in the 1920s, a psychiatrist and a jurist issued a book. They wrote a book called Release of Life Devoid of Human Value. And that's a rather extensive title for saying we are going to provide an ability to end a life that's not worth living. They published this. They ran it up the flagpole to see who'd salute it, and sure enough, the German society started to accept this. Now, this was before Hitler came on the scene. Germany was a civilized country, a highly technological country, in fact, and they started to buy into this, saying, yes, there must be lives like that. We've got institutions filled with people like this. Let's go help those people make this decision. And they had safeguards in there so that it would not be a coercive measure. And yet, what happened was they started to clean out institutions. They went in to get the feeble-minded, the mentally disabled, and so on. And that, when Hitler came on the scene, he started to extend that. And he said, well, we're in a time of war, useless eaters. These are people that are not carrying their own weight. They're a drain on the economy. They're a drain on society. Let's take care of those, too. And they added that to the list, and so what was physician-assisted suicide now became euthanasia. It was prescribed, and they emptied out institutions in Germany.
Well,
they emptied out people that were serving in World War I, that were veterans from World War I that were disabled physically and perhaps mentally. And then eventually, in full-blown capacity, they went into genocide. And you've got, and again, the Auschwitz, Buchenwald, Dachau, etc. That is the progression in Germany. Now, in the Netherlands, you have a very similar situation. They started out with physician-assisted suicide is illegal. However, doctors were performing that secretively in some patients, and they were taken to court by the relatives of those patients in some instances. So it started winding up in the courts, and so the court themselves, even though physician-assisted suicide was illegal in the Netherlands in 1981, the court came up with about 10 points for doctors to follow if they're going to do this and not go astray, certain things they had to do. And by the end of the 1980s, 1990, the report came back is, hey, this is out of control. The doctors are euthanizing patients. You would think they would make a corrective measure, but it didn't work that way. By 2002, the Netherlands passed a euthanasia law that made euthanasia legal.
When you say euthanasia, you mean putting – but who makes the choice then? Is it – the person obviously doesn't make the choice because euthanasia means that you are – the government or another decider is the one who decides when your life ends. Is that right?
Exactly right.
Okay, so you're saying the Netherlands
decides when you die, not you.
So you're saying in the Netherlands that if Bob Stilnicki and Carl Bott get together and say this is it for Savannah, that they can end their life.
You've got the picture, and that's what's happening. And
I don't think it's that simple, Bob. I don't think it's that just two people can come up, or a doctor can. We bring somebody in, and a doctor just gives them an injection and kills them.
Well, that's exactly what you might think. It's not that simple, but that's exactly what's happening in the Netherlands, and they use an injection. Now, they shied away from injections in the Death with Dignity Act in Oregon and anything here, so it would make the doctors remote from the issue, okay? Hey, they're not injecting you. They just wrote you a prescription. It's totally up to you to use it, okay? So you kind of isolate them somewhat, but you basically have not only tainted, you've compromised the medical profession with this.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Bob Silnicki is our guest. He's arguing against SB 128, which is physician-assisted suicide in the state of California. That's based on the law in Oregon, but he's going back into in the 1920s with an historical perspective of how it started with that, and then it turned into eventually genocide. Now, the Netherlands now have an act that was assisted suicide, and now it's euthanasia, where other people can come in and make their mind up about living. I think it's, and I will come back to that one, because I think it's got to be a little bit harder than just two people saying that, we're taking out this third one. I think it's got to be like family members or people in charge of them, and there's got to be other things in this. But we'll talk about this when we come back. Also, we want to talk about what happens to that person who has a debilitating disease with 6 months to live and they're in agony. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls, and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first 3 months payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free 1 month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Gladly stand up next to you and defend her.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 65 degrees this morning, 833. Lee Greenwood. Amazing that that song still stands iconic through all these years. It's the 22nd of May. It's Bev Tupac's birthday. If you see her,
happy birthday to you.
Or text her or Facebook,
happy
Bev, we know that she's we're going
to
see her tonight at a Turtle
happy
Bay event.
Happy birthday, dear Bev. Happy birthday to you.
Chance of showers today with temperatures going to be highs of the 79. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 57. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Very interesting subject matter we're in right now, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know what? Veteran-owned business. You know, as is Alliance Heating and Air, as is Tobacco and Brew. You know, all of these. You know, our Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another great business, also veteran-owned businesses. But at Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, the place to go to. Three-day weekend. Maybe you want to get that hair trimmed today. Well, get down there and tell DC Tim and Logan hello and tell them, you know, and tell DC thank you for your service. All right, we're here with Bob Silnicki. We're talking about Senate Bill 128, which allows physician-assisted suicide in here in California. And Bob is fighting this bill tooth and nail. Bob, you're saying is that, yes, you know, it's right now the doctors are helping commit a homicide by giving a person the medical or giving them the medicine to in their own lives. And that's what your contention is. Is that correct if this bill passes?
Yes, we're looking at the historical certainty of this, Carl. It's not hypothetical. It's not the sky is falling. It's the sky has fallen. It fell in Nazi Germany, and it's on its way down in the Netherlands. Let me give you a quote here from last year. Statistics. If the Dutch 3% death by euthanasia rate, that's what they're having, about 3% of the people that die in Holland are euthanized. If that were to occur in the United States, it would be 75,000 people in our nation on a comparable basis of population ratio. That's a lot of people. Look how much effort we put into making sure people don't die in car accidents, and that's around 40,000 a year. 75,000. Here's a quote from Professor Burr, who admitted he was, quote, wrong. He was a big proponent of this in Holland back at the turn of the millennia here. He said, I was wrong, terribly wrong, in fact, to have believed regulated euthanasia would work. I used to be a supporter of the Dutch law but now, with 12 years of experience, I take a very different view. And other doctors in Holland are cautioning, they're alerting the country. They say it's out of control. Let's go to Oregon. That's really what we want to take a look at because that's right closer to home. Oregon's probably on their best behavior up there. They understand this. The proponents of this kind of legislation are Compassion and Choices. That's an amalgamation of the Hemlock Society with Derek Humphrey and another group, and they're based in Denver, Colorado. Their avowed purpose is to make physician-assisted suicide legal in the United States. So you can bet these early-on states like Oregon, Washington, Vermont, they're on their best behavior because they've got to have a good showing that nothing's going wrong. But there's a lot going wrong. Let's take a look at their 2014 report, the last year, the most recent report on their Death with Dignity Act, WDA. And you kind of take a look at the numbers, and they're kind of interesting here, to say the least. They boil down to this. Only 3 people in 1,000 utilize physician-assisted suicide. That means last year, 33,000 people died in Oregon of all causes. But only 105 people chose to die with death with dignity. That's 0.3%. It begs the question, why is this even being considered? With the risk so high that history shows us, what is the impetus? What is the reason to go forward with something like this? And one has to suspect somewhere along the line, it's got to do with money, either personal money or the ability to balance a budget or to take the strain out of Medicare or whatever. But I think one of the most telling statements was by our own legislators when this was being fought 10 years ago in California. One of our legislators, two of them, in fact, voted against this. They were both Democrats, so they were going against the stream of their own party. And here's what they had to say. Senator Joe Dunn. This was on Senate Bill, on Assembly Bill 651. He's quoted in a San Francisco Chronicle back in June of 2006. Here's what they said. Ultimately, Dunn said he was afraid that in the future, quote, the power of money, end quote, would expand the application of doctor-assisted suicide beyond terminally ill patients. And then it goes into a direct quote from him. In this society, in California and the United States, more often than not, public policy decisions are driven, unfortunately, by money concerns, Dunn told the packed hearing room where the Senate Judiciary Committee met. And then finally he wraps it up, with a heavy heart, I will be a no vote. And he essentially killed that bill as the chairman of that committee. That was the end of it for that year. And he put his finger right on the problem. Someday we're going to be concerned about money. Not necessarily personal money, but the money in the budget or whatever it is that we're going to try to balance.
Okay. Now, let me go back into some of these things within the Netherlands here. It's a small percentage of people, but it said for people who did die of lethal overdose, the decision to administer the lethal, and I got this over from Netherlands fact check, and of course this is, anybody can write anything in there, but this is what they're saying. It said that the decision to administer the lethal dose of drugs was not discussed with 61% of those receiving it, even though 27% were fully competent. I find that kind of scary. That there's over 10,000 citizens now carry "Do Not Euthanize Me" cards in case they are admitted to a hospital, a hospital unexpectedly. Do not euthanize me.
That's the real deal, Carl. You got it. Yeah. You're finding it.
Okay. But what about this, Bob? What about that person who has got bone? I'm just using this as an example. The cancer is killing them. It is, excruciatingly painful. It has. It is costing. It is draining their money. The money they have. Their insurance company only pays a part of it. It's draining the family funds. The person is in horrible pain. Why shouldn't this person have the right to be able to end their lives with some kind of dignity?
Okay. Well, you got two questions there. Why shouldn't they end their lives? And then we'll talk about dignity. End their lives. Pain. When you get down to that point, it's almost beyond control. It is beyond control in some rare instances. I'm listening to a doctor he is a doctor at end-of-life issues. He spent his life, the doctor that I heard speak on this, giving a testimony on it, said in the over 20 years that he was in that business, is in the business of helping people at the end of the life, only three instances were necessary for him to utilize what they call palliative sedation. This is where you apply so much morphine, so much drug to the person that they are literally out of it. And in that condition, they can no longer eat or drink water, and they will die of starvation or dehydration. The intent there is totally different than physician-assisted suicide. In that case, they are at the end of the line. The pain is excruciating. You're trying to keep the pain under control for them, and a side effect, a double effect, as it might be called, is the person will die because they no longer can take in food.
But this could take weeks. This could take weeks, right?
See, that was necessary. So those are the kind of numbers we're dealing with. Now, death with dignity, that's a real buzzword and a common expression that's being used. Let's find out how dignified that is. Just take a look at the bill itself, where it talks about dignity. It says in section 44.3.5. You can look these up. I won't burden you with the numbers, but I want to read it to you. This is what is required of a physician that will give a prescription of this nature. Here it goes. Before prescribing aid in dying medication, the attending physician shall do all of the following. And it lists about half a dozen different things the doctor is required to do. And this is it. He will counsel the individual about the importance of all of the following. And item number B is not taking the aid in dying medication in a public place. I thought this was death with dignity. You don't take this in a public place. No, because you find out that people vomit. They die in their own vomit. They might have seizures. It may not really work. One doctor said, you know what happens in some cases? person might want to take his last bourbon and scotch and soda or something. He said the soda, he said, will neutralize poison. This has happened. People have come back. Not necessarily that they did exactly what I said, but in Oregon, a person came back after taking this, and he asked his wife, what happened? I'm supposed to be dead. Well, it wasn't a joke. No, this is no guarantee. Derek Humphrey, in fact, back in 1994, when they were looking at this to try to pass this in Oregon, he said, you better have a plastic bag ready if you're going to try this. Okay? What did that mean? You know, Derek Humphrey, both of his wives committed suicide. Jean's Way, he described how she very forthrightly took that cup and drank it straight down. I wonder if Derek Humphrey isn't telling us all he knows. So the dignified thing, dignity, you know, there's two types of dignity, Carl. There's attributed dignity and intrinsic dignity. Attributed dignity is what we give to each other, what man confers on his fellow man or others. And that's variable. It fluctuates with experience. It fluctuates with understanding, with our mood. I mean, it fluctuates with a person's age. What a teenager, if you have had teenagers or have them, you know, what they consider dignified isn't what necessarily you consider dignified. That's where a lot of schisms form. But that's the attributed dignity that we do one to another. And the fundamental dignity, the intrinsic dignity, is that which God confers upon humans by virtue of them being made in his image. This is the profound difference here that we're seeing. Okay. Intrinsically, as human beings, we have a dignity that is inviolable. It comes with the package. It comes with us. And that is what made America founded. We've been founded on that principle. In fact, Western civilization, Carl, mm-hmm. is founded on that principle, and that's why it has flourished for two millennia.
Bob, we got to take a break here. My guest is Bob Sulnicki, who is arguing against Senate Bill 128, the assisted physician suicide. And he's gone back through history of it through in the 20s with Germany, through where it led to genocide. In the Netherlands, where you've got actually people walking around carrying cards that say, do not euthanize me. And one of the things, I'm looking this up, we're researching it right now. The one thing that's really interesting I see for Netherlands, the patient be at least 12 years old. That's interesting. But then again, pain reaches all people. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:46 today on 22nd. This is Friday, the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. Let's not forget why we're out there. That's right, to celebrate the greatest sacrifice that a warrior can give. He gives his life for his country. We'll be right back.
True Las Vegas production, Dream Girl Centerfolds, is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, June 5th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $20. Spotlighting a sizzling cast of gorgeous and talented dancers, performing exciting choreographed production numbers. Set to a variety of today's top music, the Dream Girl Centerfolds high energy and exciting show is always tasteful and entertaining, exceeding your expectations on every level. Men, women, couples, parties are all welcome. Make plans on Friday, June 5th to attend Dream Girl Centerfolds, an upscale, sexy, topless female review that guarantees to entertain and thrill with just the right amount of burlesque, Broadway, magic, and comedy. It's fresh, new, modern, and ultra-sexy. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to winriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's forest camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Hey, you looking for concealed carry courses? Go to Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy will set you up not only if you're with a gun to shoot and ammo, but he'll put you through one of the finest courses, if not the finest course, in Northern California. All of his instructors are NAR trained, National Rifle Association trained. Everybody's professional out there. And you're going to have a great time. That's the best thing. Everybody has a good time. Learns how to be safe. Learns how to use a firearm. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Okay, our guest is Bob Silnicki, who is fighting and organizing people to fight SB 128, which is physician-assisted suicide. And, Bob, we have on the line a gentleman's called with – first-hand knowledge of this. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Howard, this has touched your life.
Pardon?
This has touched your life.
Yes, it has. And I'll try and be brief, but...
Yeah, we've only got about 8 minutes left.
Okay, well, I'll try and be very brief. I know that. I lost my wife about 15 months ago to melanoma. She was a registered nurse and worked 45 years in nursing. And so she knew exactly what was going on. She got melanoma, and it was in her lymphatic system. Traveled through her body. A lot of pain at times, but we had a wonderful family doctor who monitored that pain and gave her as much pain medication as would relieve it. We tried to research and do things, but we knew that it was terminal. The doctor, or the cancer doctor, said 3 months. She got 9 months. The last 2 weeks prior to her demise, she fell in the house, broke her femur. So we had to have a femur repaired while she was in this situation. She also had a big, huge kidney stone, which was removed not because we just needed an operation, but because that was something that was discovered before the cancer. Anyway, to make a long story short, she wound up in rehab after the broken femur, and I spent every moment I could with her. And 2 days prior to her demise, in September of 2013, I started writing down some of her comments. And because I wanted, first of all, another thing, we were very strong Christians in our faith, and that was really important. But here's a couple of her quotes prior to her passing on, because eventually the cancer went to her brain, and that, you know what that does when it's in the brain, it shuts everything down. But on Saturday, she died on Monday, and on Saturday she made a few things, like God is so good, he is my Lord and Savior. And then later on that day after rehab, she said, I had a pretty good time today. And then later on, I asked her about love, and she says, we just accept each other just the way we are. And another quote she made, the day before she passed away, she says, we are so fortunate. Look at what God has given us, food, a warm place to live, and a loving family. So she had some wonderful friends, and they all came and stayed with her when I couldn't stay with her, but I was there from about 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night.
So you're saying...
And you know what?
What?
If she'd have gone the route of an assisted suicide, she would not have left a legacy with other people that she has left. She didn't believe in that. I didn't believe in that. And she did a wonderful job of leaving a long impression with her grandchildren and her family and her friends. So that's just kind of what I wanted to share.
Howard,
thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Howard.
Thank you so much, Howard. I guess
the same kind of response we're getting from people that say those last moments, literally, in the life of a person are profound. They are the end. They are the closing pages of a lifetime. You don't want to cut them one page short. Thank you so much for that.
Howard, thank you so much for that. I know that was that just listening to you has touched everybody in here, and I don't see how it can touch everybody that just heard everything you said. I guess, Bob, the bottom line on this is that when you've got people that, you know, there are people who are like Howard's wife, but there's also people that know that their life is going to change dramatically. That's through either through Alzheimer's, dementia, and while they're still there, they know that at some point their life is over. That even though they could be living for years, but they don't know anybody.
True. I think the natural thing should be to let death take its course. Don't accelerate it. Don't rush it. Just abide our time till we're called. Let's take a look at Brittany.
But wait a minute. Let me just ask one. I got commenters here in our chat room here.
Okay.
It says, but it's not about us and what we want. It's about the person dying wants or needs.
Okay, and that's my point by saying it's a personal decision. I know that that was the point that was made a number of times by your previous speaker.
Uh-huh.
It's a personal decision, but it's a personal decision that affects society profoundly. Yeah, you make that personal decision. But let's see where it leads to. In Oregon, Barbara Wagner, she had stage 4 cancer, and she went back to the Oregon State health care plan that she had. The health plan that she had from the state, not some HMO, but the state plan. And she said, I need to have some help here. And they said, we're sorry you are no longer covered for this cancer, but you are covered under the Death with Dignity Act. How would you like to get that from your health care plan?
Now that is one of the big concerns I would have.
Frankly,
if I got that, if I was still walking and all this, I think I'd go visit their offices and make sure I didn't go by myself.
I think that's exactly the way she felt, and she's not the only one. That happened, there's another one. You see, the reporting that you get, and I'd advise people, if you're interested, and it's worth your while, please, go to the Internet, Google Oregon, and Google their... Oregon Public Health Division, Death with Dignity Act yearly report for 2014, and it goes right back to 1998. And go through those, and you'll see things like how many doctors have signed these requests for it. Well, you find out about out of the 100 and, let's see here, it says 83 physicians wrote 155 prescriptions during 2014. So you'd say, gee, that's about two apiece. Well, the range was from 1 to 12 prescriptions. That's a little unusual, isn't it, for a doctor to write 12 prescriptions for his patients?
So you're saying people are physician shopping there?
You got it. That's doctor shopping, or he's becoming a specialist.
Well, but the thing, it goes, we've only got a couple minutes. Bob, how do people, what do people read? What website should they go to?
Okay, I think you just Google it, because that's what I did, and I got it. It's the Oregon Public Health Division. Put that into your Google and it'll bring this up, and then go for the DWDA, Death with Dignity Act. One other thing that I want to hit before we close out, pain. Pain was a big issue, and out of the people, the reasons they gave the doctors to write the prescription, pain was not even listed. It was way down in the bottom. It was personal autonomy, the ability that they want to die because they can no longer do things they used to do.
And, okay, now, you belong to an organization, right, Bob?
Yes.
And what's it called?
The Scholl Institute of Bioethics. You can go to our website.
Say that again. I was talking. What did you say?
Scholl Institute of Bioethics.
Okay.
Go there. That is Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, bioethics.org. Or you can go to Californians Against Assisted Suicide.
Okay.
And that website will have a lot of more information on it.
Okay, Bob. Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time with us. And you brought a lot of facts there. That one about your cancer's not covered, but you are under the organ-assisted suicide bill. I think I might have lost it a little bit on that one. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. You have a really nice, safe weekend, and remember to celebrate our veterans.
Amen.
Okay, and thank you, Howard, for your phone call.
Oh,
I know
Howard.
That it took a lot. That was brave.
It was.
And we appreciate
so much
our
love
callers.
There. So much love there.
We really do appreciate you.
Everybody, have a great, safe weekend.
Thank a veteran.
Here. Thank a veteran. That's right. Buy a veteran a beer.
And remember what Memorial Day is about.
That's it. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
A multi-state manhunt for the killer or killers of a wealthy Washington, D.C. family and its housekeeper is over. U.S. Marshal Chief Inspector Robert Fernandez says Darren Wint, along with others, were arrested late last night here in the nation's capital.
Once we got to a good location, we were able to pin the vehicle in and extract him safely. Nobody got hurt, nobody got injured, and there was multiple people were taken into custody.
Wint faces first-degree murder charges. President Obama says he's got a personal stake in making sure a nuclear agreement with Iran delivers on its promise. Speaking to Congregation Addis Israel here in Washington a short while ago, the president says he won't accept a bad deal, adding, "This deal will have my name on it." The president sought to reassure the Jewish community that he shares Israel's commitment to Iran not obtaining a nuclear weapon. But he says that doesn't mean there shouldn't be periodic disagreements between the U.S. and Israel's governments. He says papering